Friday rolling around, and Nevin on the line. Nevin, good morning, my friend.
Good morning. How are you, Marty?
I'm all right, Vic. The whole world has turned again. You had to close down, and now the rest are followed suit.
I probably sound like a broken record, but
nope. Listen,
we just need to just get through this and support one another. And I always kind of, I'm a very optimistic person, and I always think we're lucky we have bookings in place whenever we do reopen.
Yes.
We have a lot of cancellations to, or people to ring. Obviously, they know now with the new guidelines, we're told December. So we'll wait and see. Once we have our health, that's everything. And
that's
once we look
true.
After one another. And we'll have jobs to come back to. And I think that's important. I said that to all the staff. You know, listen, it's just been one of those years. It's a roller coaster for each
really
and every
is.
One of us, isn't it?
I have to say, by the way, flying it with the book, the midweek meals is flying, isn't it?
Well, can I tell you, it's number one.
Yes, it is.
It's number one cookbook, so
isn't
thank you, my friend. So
delighted for
we're
you.
Top of the pop.
Absolutely. Well, Claire, our pal Claire down in Claire O'Connell down in Gorey, was on to me to tell me herself and Chris and Anne-Marie and all the girls in the Gaslamp Gallery that she made your slow cooked braised beef and
yum.
Said it was fantastic. So she obviously was had watching it for the 8 hours, I'd say, to see what had happened. But anyway, great success. So you see.
It's been
so
brilliant. Great thank you. Yeah. And listen, come here. Thanks for all the support too.
Yeah,
it's just been
fun.
Lovely.
Just keep dedicating the books to me. It'd be grand. So now, what are you doing today? What are
you're,
we doing?
You're my stroke of luck.
I do what I can.
Marty, I was thinking coming up to Halloween that we're, you know, the kids are going to be off and a bit of bacon is always something lovely. And I'm going to do a very simple carrot cake with kind of like an orange scented frosting.
Oh,
and
lovely.
You can make these into cupcakes or kind of like a sponge, kind of a round kind of base tin, and Madeira cake. So two very simple things that the kids can get involved in. I think that's really important. I'm focusing on family, bacon, treats, and I just think that would be lovely. So we'll start off with the carrot cake because the secret into a carrot cake is to get it really, really moist. You actually can't really taste the carrots. It's the spice that you taste.
Yeah.
So I'll just go through the ingredients. So this is quite a big amount. So you can have this recipe for your listeners. Obviously, all the recipes we're talking about will be on your webpage
yes,
as normal.
Yeah.
And people can go on to that. So this will serve, it says, 8 to 10. And we're going to line 2 by 11-inch loose bottom cake tins. Now, that's like a cheesecake tin, so it is.
All right.
If you line it with nonstick baking paper, parchment paper, we call it. So if you just, it's actually very easy to make this because it's a one and all batter mixture. So into a big bowl, 6 eggs, you finely grated rind of 2 oranges, and then we put sunflower oil. Now the sunflower oil is different. We're always talking about rapeseed oil, but sunflower oil, it's not too strong. It keeps it exceptionally moist, and there's actually quite a bit of oil in this, 350 millilitres.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is
so
actually.
But this is definitely sunflower oil. Okay.
Yeah, sunflower oil for this. I wouldn't use olive oil, it'd be too strong. I wouldn't use rapeseed oil. I just think sunflower oil is a nice, delicate oil. So this works for this recipe because obviously we have it tested for our book, and I think it's lovely and light and delicious and flavoursome.
Did you eat much of it?
Only half of it.
Ah, good man. And you, that's lovely. Okay, go on.
Okay, so into the bowl, then you sieve in 12 ounces of self-raising flour, and then I want you to put in roughly about 350 grams, which is 12 ounces of light brown sugar, 9 ounces of carrots, and that's probably about maybe 2 large carrots, to be truthful with you. Weigh them, grate them, and if you, do you know like you're grating cheese?
Yeah.
So don't grate them too fine, but don't grate them too big, but just like if you're grating cheese, watch the fingers when you're doing that, obviously for the kids. So grate that goes into the bowl, and now this is important. So 1 teaspoonful of bacon powder and bicarbonate of soda. So let's talk about that because we have 3 raisin agents, self-raisin flour, we have bacon powder and bicarbonate of soda, and that goes all into the bowl.
Right.
1 teaspoonful of cinnamon, mixed spice, you're obviously going to have that because we'll be talking about Christmas baking very soon, me and you, my friend. Hopefully it'll happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
1 teaspoonful of vanilla extract, and that's your mixture. You literally put that into a bowl. You mix that with an electric mixer. You can just whisk it. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't take long. It'll be quite wet, so don't be worrying about that.
I was just going to say, yes, very moist.
It'll be very moist, exactly. And that's what you want. And then you divide the batter between the 2 tins. Now, say you don't have the 2 tins. You can do this into 2-pound loaf tins or 2 by 1-pound loaf tins, depending on how deep. Now, it is going to rise, so make sure that you have less space. So that's why we were kind of making it into a sandwich. That's the word I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
So you have 2 little bases of the carrot cake, and then we'll talk about the frost in a minute. That goes into an oven, 200 degrees. It's quite hot, so it is.
Yeah.
And then that goes in, you know, for about 30 to 35 minutes. Now, if you're going to do a deeper tin, a 2-pound tin, that could take up to 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay, so it depends.
How you know when it's cooked is that you get a skewer. When you insert it right into the middle of either of those cakes and it comes out completely kind of clean, There's no raw batter, so it's cooked.
Right.
Leave it to cool for 5 minutes in the tin, and then what you do is turn it out onto wire racks, and then you leave it to cool completely. That's really important.
Okay.
Really important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll talk about the frosting. So that's stage one done. And actually, I'm sorry. Do you know what I thought? This would be great for cupcakes. So I reckon this recipe, I haven't tested it for cupcakes, but would make about 24 cupcakes.
And so, it's the very same thing, except individual pieces.
Exactly, and it'll take quarter of the time. It'll probably take maybe 20 minutes to cook.
Sounds
so
right.
Maybe for your kids, you know, like if I was doing this, I get Connor to see it, do a trade, and then we'd give them to some of our friends.
Is there
or
no
whatever.
Relaxing time for those children at all? Constantly working. Constantly
get them washing up. I'm only joking, yeah.
We're not that bad.
Sure, we're not. Come on. Marty, we're going to talk about our frosting. I'm moving on very quickly, as you've just heard. Okay, so ice and sugar, 350 grams, and then 175 grams of regular salted butter. Now, you're going to use a handheld mixer for this because you want it light and lovely and creamy. Into that, some vanilla pod or vanilla extract, and then some cream cheese. You can use mascarpone, Philadelphia, any of those cream cheeses are fine. 350 grams, that goes into the bowl. Now there's two different ingredients in this. So we've the rind and juice of two oranges, which will give lovely freshness. And then this is a little bit different. We're going to decorate it afterwards with a little bit of rosemary, but that's optional.
Okay.
Rosemary will give a lovely kind of interesting flavour. It's not everyone's cup of tea, but it works really, really well. So what you
do? But the worry is if it isn't everybody's cup of tea, perhaps.
Yeah, just leave it out. I mean, well, you could actually put in a little bit of your ground cinnamon, so that
absolutely
would work well.
Yes.
So you have the vanilla. Think about that. You have your orange. So you have a lovely kind of fresh taste and kind of. You're making a frosting or a buttercream similar.
Yes.
It's just the quantities are different. So, Marty, on your cooled carrot cakes, what you do is you simply just literally spread some of the frosting in between them, then put one on top of the other, and then completely cover the frosting all over your lovely carrot cake.
Oh,
and then you just decorate it with a little bit of orange rind and then a little sprig of rosemary. It's up to you. And then serve it up. This will keep for about maybe, I'd say, 4 to 5 days in an airtight container.
What?
And actually, I meant to say that the oil preserves it, but it keeps it really moist. So it's and if you're going to put them in cupcakes, you can just decorate them individually with the frosting. So just to recap for your listeners, because this is quite a big kind of like carrot cake, you can have the recipe, it'll work perfect, and then you can make them into cupcakes. So I think that's a lovely thing that we should really focus coming up to Halloween.
And it's funny, and of course a great colour for Halloween, obviously.
Yeah.
This is one of the desserts, if you will. Absolutely love carrot cake. Oh, it's gorgeous. Carrot cake's lovely. I wouldn't have it that often, but it's really lovely. Incidentally, did you not do this with oats once?
I done a variation. Got you some memory.
That's what you did.
Marty,
years ago, was
do you
it?
Do you know I miss... Yes, years ago. You're right. That's how long we know each other.
Yeah.
I miss coming up to studio and bringing you all the lovely treats I used to.
You're not the only one that misses it. That's the thing. You're getting away with murder not bringing up anything.
Here's you, if only.
Have you no boxes to post them, no? Anyway, I'm only joking. Stop, only joking.
They're fragile.
They go off.
I hope you and your listeners are happy with the carrot cake.
Of course, carrot cake with orange scented frosting. Are you doing another thing?
If we have time. And this is really quick, I promise. It's a Madeira cake. It would have been one of the first things that I would have baked with my mother when I think flapjacks, apple tart, shortbread, and made a mess in the kitchen.
Madeira is always a lovely cake. It's a lovely
cake. It's lovely with a cup of tea.
Isn't it now? Now you put your finger on it. It's gorgeous cake.
So, self-raisin flour, 7 ounces of that, sieve it into a bowl. Into a mixing bowl, which you're going to use your electric mixer. And just for your listeners, if you use the spade attachment, for your mixer, because that will make it nice and light. You see, you have the balloon attachment, which for whipping cream, but this and meringue, and this one, we want to use the spade attachment. But I'm sure people that are into baking will know that. So, 6 ounces of caster sugar, 6 ounces of butter, beat that for maybe 5 minutes. Preheat your oven to 180. We're going to do this in a 2-pound loaf tin, and again, we're going to line it with non-stick parchment paper. It won't stick, I promise you that.
Right, okay.
Now, what you're going to do then, when you have the cream and butter kind of softened, you're going to sieve in your flour a little bit, the 7 ounces of self-raising flour, 3 eggs, 1 ounce of ground almonds, or you can use fine polenta, but ground almonds is what I would use, and then we're going to put the rind of 1 lemon, or you can use orange, or you can use lime. Lemon, I love it. It's like a lemon drizzle cake.
You're a great man for the almonds. You love the crunch in the taste.
Yeah, I do. do. The crunch and the taste, you're right. And into this Marty, we're adding the rind of one lemon, and then we're adding in a little bit of vanilla extract. So that's a teaspoonful, and a tablespoon of milk, which will lighten it. Perfect. So you beat all that together, okay? And then what you do is you literally pour the batter into your lined loaf tin, level it, kind of like smooth it all over. Mm. And then if you bake it at the lower, kind of like middle shelf for 45 minutes, and again, check if the skewer comes out clean. That's your tip for baking, even if it's you're doing a wheaten bread, sure. Just the skewer goes in, just for your listeners. If it's not cooked after 45 minutes, and remember it's preheated oven at 180, and it's a fan oven I'm talking about for both these recipes,
okay.
You put in for another 5 to 10 minutes until it's cooked through. Right. So 2 pound loaf tin is quite a big tin.
It is.
Then you lift it out, let it cool, always let it cool in the tin slightly, and then put it into a wire rack, and then cut it into slices, and have a nice cup of good strong Barry's tea.
Advertising tea. Anyway, listen, well done. So it's carrot cake with orange scented frosting and Madeira cake.
Yeah.
Listen, keep well, my friend. Lovely to talk to you today.
Thank you.
Thanks for all the lovely cakes.
You're welcome. And I'll chat to you next week.
Peace, God. Take care.
Look after yourself. Bye bye.
Come in. Welcome.